A small town cafe in rural Wisconsin provides the backdrop for a thought-provoking musical opening tonight at Ben's Greenwood Playhouse. The show was originally a movie in 1996, but was written as a musical years later. Spitfire Grill centers on a young woman just released from prison who moves to Wisconsin to start anew and finds work and a whole lot more at a cafe. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Spitfire Grill is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
In my kitchen.
Don't you grab at me, old woman.
You watch your mouth or I'll get you out on the street like that.
Look, you tell me what to do and I'll do it, but don't you never grab at me.
Smart mouth girl, fresh out of jail. Cat-tailed skillet from a garbage pail.
The CTC production of Spitfire Grill is co-director Brad Reuter's directing debut. He's been in 30 productions and studied in New York. He's directing the show with his friend Michael Nowak. Brad says Michael introduced him to this show.
From the second time I heard it, I was in love with it. It was, the music is so beautiful, the story is so amazing, and once you put the two together and you actually see what we are putting forth, most people are blown away by the story and the feelings and the emotion behind it.
I hear she appeared on the street last night, right at the midnight bell.
I think you read too many of the tabloids that you sell.
I hear people talk all over town, they say she has tattoos.
The story takes place in a small town called Gilead, Wisconsin. And when the show opens, Percy, the lead character, played by Bailey Olmsted, is just getting out of prison in West Virginia. While she's in prison, she comes across a clipping of the colors out in Wisconsin, and she is determined to start her new life and go there. So she gets out of prison, gets on a bus, and ends up in this small town of like 100, 200 people. And of course, because of that, the minute she comes into town, everybody knows there's this new person in town. So from there, she has to deal with her parole officer, who could quite possibly become her love interest. The matron of the grill is the place where the parole officer, Joe, sets her up with work. This is the only place where you can find a job. And so then she has to deal with the matron of the grill and the customers that come through. And so it basically starts to unravel that she's been put in this small town where everyone now knows she's from somewhere. Everyone wants to know her story. And so from there, it starts to spiral out of how all these people start interacting and changing because of her presence in this town.
Did I mention I spent the last 5 years in prison? And I only got locked up in solitary 3 times. Imagine that.
Say what you want, say what you will. Something's cooking at the Spitfire Grill.
The musical version of Spitfire Grill is different from the movie.
The movie itself, if you've seen it, most people would say, how could you turn this into a musical? The ending in the movie is not very happy. Fred Alley and James Volk said, hey, let's turn this into a musical. So they changed it. They wrote out the show and they changed the ending and added songs. And the songs are amazing. What they did with the music to further the story and the characters is absolutely breathtaking. Her presence in the town starts a transformation within the town. And so in these times, this musical is really poignant because it's about renewal and redemption and changing and the city is stale. The quarry that has been the lifeblood of the town has closed down. And so most people in this town are just going about their daily lives like they always have, and they've become stale and stagnant. So when they drop this new person into town, she starts changing things.
Spitfire Grill opens at the CTC Theater tonight and runs for the next 3 weeks. Tickets are $8 to $20. Co-director Brad Reuter says you won't be disappointed.
It's not the biggest named musical. It's not a very popular. People won't be able to pull songs. Oh, that's this song from this musical. But the story and the characters, it is beautiful. And it's worth coming to see. Everyone who I know who has listened to the music has loved it.
Welcome to Gilead. I should have said, welcome to Gilead.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Welcome to